presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 10, 1005 America, New York, the business of human rights. Did you know that 51% of the world's top revenue-generating bodies are private corporations? There is no doubt that companies have the potential to generate investment, employment, and economic growth, and can play an essential role in poverty reduction, promoting respect for the law and democratic processes.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 10, 5:30 America, New York. Global drought saps hydropower, complicating clean energy push. Dry conditions in the U.S., Europe and China have raised questions about how hydropower fits into a changing energy mix.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 10, 5:30 America, New York. India's edtech startups regroup as pandemic bonanza fizzles. Leading Indian education technology companies are cutting jobs and marketing costs, and, in their search for new drivers of growth, investing in bricks and mortar tutoring centers.
New York Times Business.
September 10, 5 o'clock America, New York, the olive oil capital of the world, parched. Spain's Jaén province, home to one-fifth of the world's supply of green gold, copes with climate change and threats to its way of life. Jaén, a province of Andalusia, has over 67 million olive trees.
New York Times Business.
September 10, 3 o'clock America, New York, guaranteed income programs spring up city by city. Since 2020, 4 dozen pilot programs have started, with Los Angeles running one of the largest to provide cash assistance. Alondra Barajas with her daughter, Eli Ann, in the Chatsworth neighborhood of Los Angeles.
Marginal Revolution.
September 10, 2:33 America, New York. Do conservatives believe in a dangerous world? One recent study says no. Decades of research suggest a correlation between belief in a dangerous world and political conservatism. However, research relied on a scale that may overemphasize certain types of dangers.
Marginal Revolution.
September 10, 042 America, New York, Parfit. A philosopher and his mission to save morality. Now on Amazon for pre-order, due out April 18, 2023. By Dave Edmonds. I read an earlier version and it was just fantastic. The post Parfit. A philosopher and his mission to save morality appeared first on Marginal Revolution.
Daily FX Market News.
September 10, 023 America, New York. Check S&P 500 historical averages against current issues. Dollar wobble at decade highs. This past week ended with a correction to significant market moves. A rebound in risk assets led by the S&P 500 and a slip from the US dollar pushing a multi-decade high. The expectations of historical averages will charge serious anticipation, but our current conditions can result in substantially different market developments.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 10, 0100 America, New York. TV networks have a new role. Farm teams for streaming shows. As ratings continue their precipitous decline, legacy broadcasters are now primarily first stops for shows that end up on sister streaming services.
BBC News Business.
September 9, 1732 America, New York. Energy price cap. Questions firms need answers to. Firms will get energy price support for 6 months, but they say many questions remain unanswered.
New York Times Business.
September 9, 1610 America, New York. Biden administration outlines scope of Asian Economic Pact. Officials from 14 countries met in Los Angeles this week to discuss a potential economic agreement covering digital trade, secure supply chains, decarbonization and other issues. Catherine Tai, the U.S.
Global Economy.
September 9, 1500 America, New York. Europe sounds full mobilization as Kremlin shuts key gas pipeline. Some analysts believe this may have been the week when Russia's pressure campaign began to lose its potency.
BBC News Business.
September 9, 1419 America, New York. Smart motorways. Lack of hard shoulder contributed to death, coroner. Nargis Begum, from Sheffield, died after her car broke down on the M1 and was hit by another vehicle.
Marginal Revolution.
September 9, 1345 America, New York. Is imposter syndrome a good thing? That is the topic of my latest Bloomberg column. Here is one excerpt. Imposter syndrome is a positively good thing. When searching for talent, I look for people who feel they suffer from imposter syndrome. Global Economy.
September 9, 12 o'clock America, New York. Fed Governor backs significant increase in benchmark rate. Resilient economy gives officials the flexibility to be aggressive against inflation, says Christopher Waller.
Daily FX Market News.
September 9, 11:58 America, New York. British Pound, GBP, forecast. Sterling rally provides short-term relief, bigger picture remains grim. Sterling remains under pressure as the recent rally may prove short-lived. The BOE meeting has been postponed to September 22.
Daily FX Market News.
September 9, 11 o'clock America, New York, US dollar price action setups, EUR, USD, GBP, USD, USD, CAD, USD, JPY. The US dollar started the week with massive strength but has since paired gains on the back of a breakout in EUR, USD. Global Economy.
September 9, 10:45 America, New York. 5 EU states vow to introduce minimum corporate tax. Germany, France, Italy, Spain and Netherlands say they will implement OECD deal despite Hungarian opposition.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 9, 10:30 America, New York. The road to serfdom is paved by conservatives. For the last 10 years I have been baffled as I watched the conservative movement devolve into a weird wing of progressivism, especially on economic issues. While once at least paying lip service to limited government, fiscal prudence, and personal responsibility, conservatives now ignore the size of government and fiscal responsibility.
BBC News Business.
September 9, 10:18 America, New York. Bank of England delays interest rate decision after Queen's death. The UK's central bank postpones its meeting by a week, in light of the period of national mourning.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 9, 8 o'clock America, New York, the aristocracy of pull. But guess who got to ignore California's restaurant closing measure? That's right, Governor Gavin Newsom. On October 9, 2020. His own Department of Public Health issued a prohibition on gatherings of more than three households.